It's time for Operation Freedom with your host, Dr. Dave Janda, on Southeast Michigan's conservative powerhouse, Wham Talk 1600.
Welcome back to Operation Freedom, folks. I'm Dr. Dave Janda, broadcasting from our ancillary bunker linked to our main Freedom Bunker in the People's Republic of Ann Arbor. We're here every Sunday for you from 2 to 5 Eastern. Also available 24/7 at on our YouTube channel and our Rumble channels, both same name as the radio show. It's really easy, Operation Freedom. And where the real meat of the matter is at DaveJanda.com, the free, the public information, but in particular, our subscription information. Extra shows, extra content, extra guests, archives to all of our shows. Our subscribers will have access to the podcast from this show as of 8 p.m. this evening, and they have access to every Operation Freedom show all the way back to the inception of this program in October of 2010. We hope you'll become part of our Freedom family. I am honored to have back with me someone who's a very dear friend, General Thomas McInerney. For 35 years, General McInerney served as a pilot, commander, and strategic planner in the United States Air Force. Tom retired from military service as Assistant Vice Chief of Staff of the Air Force and Director of the Defense Performance Review, reporting to the Secretary of Defense. General McInerney graduated from the United States Military Academy and earned a master's degree in international relations from George Washington University. Tom also attended the Army Armed Forces Staff College and the National War College. It is my honor to welcome back my friend, an incredible patriot, General Tom McInerney. Tom, welcome back to the Operation Freedom platform.
Thanks very much for having me, Dr. Dave. It's a great honor to be with you again.
Well, it's an honor to have you back. Tom, there was a historic event and document that was produced recently, of which you were one of the co-signers. It's my understanding that that this has never been done before in our nation's history. Educate our listeners on the document and your involvement.
Yes, Dr. Dave. The document was put out by a nonprofit, Flags for America. Flags being all general officers and admirals in the military. And it's the first time in history that these general officers have put out a document that challenges through a host of issues. It lays out 12 or 13 that indicate what the new administration is doing is counter to our Constitution. And we have great concerns. Now, there are about 212 general officers and admirals that have signed that, and the number keeps growing, which is, as I say, it's a historic document because never in our history have retired flag officers put out an open document to the public saying their disagreements. For instance, the efforts on the 50-plus executive orders that the Biden administration put out in the first weeks either were direct benefit to the Chinese Communist Party in China, or they were benefits to socialism, which is the front door of communism in the United States. They're great concerns. And so Major General Joe Arbuckle has been what we in the military call the crew chief or the program manager of getting that document and articulating it. It is extremely important that people know retired generals and admirals are very concerned, and particularly with the latest information that we have that is called the critical race theory. But we are calling it, and most and all Americans should call it, not critical race theory. We should call it the communist race theory. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, was testifying week before last on the Hill, and the CNO, Chief of Naval Operations, the week before, of how they were instituting the critical race theory or the communist race theory. because fundamentally it is counter to everything that we have been taught in our history. And most people remember that when the great speech was made in Washington, D.C. by one of the great black leaders, and what he said was the content of a people's character is what we look at, not their skin color. There are two things when you're born you have no choice of, Dr. Dave. And number one is your skin color. Number two is your name. And so no one should be inhibited by those two characteristics. And particularly with this document talking about white thinking, I mean, white people have a whiteness about them, and all the things that they're focusing on is absolutely wrong. It is against our Constitution and our Declaration of Independence. So we are very concerned, and general officers doing this. And there are a host of other things that we can that we've got to get to, but this is a historic document, and 200 and plus general officers and admirals have signed it.
Folks, we're speaking with General Tom McInerney, and Tom, one of the other issues raised in that letter was questions about the election in November 2020 and the government's reaction, if you will, to suppressing information as it relates to data and transparency. Am I off on reading that?
No, you're spot on. and that is the worrisome thing, because stepping back, what is now obvious, because we have been talking, gosh, for almost 5 years now, Dr. Dave, and what is so concerning is the election. Mm-hmm. But what is even more concerning is the COVID-19. We now know that it was a deliberate biological attack by the Chinese Communist Party on the world and the United States. Not only was it deliberate, we now have evidence that Dr. Fauci and his compatriots were back in the year 2000. Now get this, 2000, that they were making patents on COVID, and all the way up through the time frame that it struck, really in 2020, but in 2019, in March, Moderna met with the NIAID, Fauci's group, and CDC to lay out a game plan on how it would be deployed and the new normal and the contents of that. In March of 2019, this just came out yesterday that I found out about this, but it reinforces the point that we have been talking about when I talked to you, that COVID-19 was a deliberate attack. The election, which the Flags for America wrote about, was a fraudulent election. We know the six battleground states had massive cyber warfare on them, and the election, Arizona is going through that now. It's becoming very evident in Arizona, in Georgia, and Pennsylvania, as well as in Michigan, Wisconsin, and Nevada, that there were fraudulent elections. And that was one of the issues that the generals and admirals brought up, that they were concerned of. And that's extremely important. But the compelling evidence that I found out yesterday that is nailed down, not only what you have, what the Chinese have been calling about is unrestricted warfare. I have used the term hybrid warfare, but it's the Chinese doctrine. They call it unrestricted warfare, which was led, and I've said in this program before, that World War III has started, and we do not know it. And that was with the massive biological attack on in early 2020 with COVID-19 over the Chinese New Year. And then we had the massive cyber warfare attack using CIA programs called Hammer and Scorecard that the Obama administration took out with them and was using under Obama's leadership in his administration. And there's hard evidence on it. Mike Lindell has put out an excellent movie called Absolute Proof. And so with that, and we've also brought up the vaccine. Now, the flag officers, Flag for America, have not talked about the vaccine. But you and I have been very active in it, in discussing it. And the potential now, the potential of 700,000 to 900,000 deaths of people that have been administrated the vaccine, that have taken it, is very high. The numbers that the VAERS, the CDC VAERS, puts out, the latest one of a week ago Friday, was over 9,000. But that is only 1%. The week before, it was 7,000. That is only 1%. Those are deaths. So if you take normal mathematics and add in the other 99%, that's where I get the number, could be up to 700,000 or now 900,000. And we're asking young people, anybody under the age of 30 has had, with all the experience we've had, has had a 99.9999% survivability record. So why would anybody take a vaccine that is still an experimental vaccine, according to the CDC? And as I've said, Dave, why, if it's so good and 3 billion people have taken it in the world to date, why hasn't the CDC taken it off the experimental rolls and made it approved? Well, the reason is the pharmaceutical companies do not want to be sued for it, and they do not want to endanger themselves. But the pharmaceutical companies, have been involved since, with Dr. Fauci, since the year 2000. Precisely, their first patent was on 28 June 2000, and it goes up through the 90s, through the year 2000, all the way up to 2019, where they were still putting patents in. And so that's well documented on both the COVID-19 as well as the vaccine. So they have been working at this a long time. Dr. Fauci never mentioned it. This came out in a document from Dr. David Martin yesterday, mm-hmm. He actually testified on the 9th of July to a German group with a German doctor called Rainer Fulmich. And all this is being laid out. It's breaking news, but it goes back to the Chinese Communist Party and China owning us. And we have the problem with big tech. We have the problem with the mainstream media. We have the problem with just today I found out that Rupert Murdoch told his son, Lachlan, who is running Fox News, to declare Arizona that it was won by Biden well before all the data was in. That's coming out in a book that's just being published. So you see that this major effort to take out the Trump administration is done by a lot of people, and you say, why? Well, I'll tell you why, Dr. Dave. It has to do with money. It has to do with the corruption, what's going on in the United States. It has to do with all these things. And you see in some of the executive orders that Biden put out, like canceling the pipeline, the XL pipeline, and but yet approving the pipeline coming from Germany. It doesn't match. It doesn't pass the smell test. So all these things, the retired generals and admirals have been coming online, and every day, Dr. Dave, there is something new that confirms what we are talking about a direct biological attack, deliberate cyber warfare attack on our voting system. We have a president and administration in the first time in our history that is not constitutionally elected, and this data will be coming out from Arizona, Pennsylvania, Georgia, and hopefully your state in Michigan they will, but your governor, of course, is fighting the issue now. And you would think that the Democrats would want to have all 50 states audited to prove how they won and silence critics like myself. Instead, they are hiring thousands of lawyers to prevent these audits on those states. Now, for our listeners, it's important to understand the difference between an audit and a recount. An audit goes in and looks at the cyber. It looks at the mail-in ballots, for instance, that were, because of COVID, were instituted. Many of them were not even folded, which meant they weren't mailed in. They look at the printing on the mail-in ballots, where the papers came from. They look at the individual who signed it and the person on the check mark he made to make sure, because many of them, we're finding out, were done on copying machines. They're fraudulent mail-in ballots. And the evidence is clear when you look at it in an audit, not in a recount. So that's the difference, why it's important that every American ought to demand that we have audits on, as a minimum, the six battleground states, and really on all 50.
And Tom, with the audits, it also looks at a very important part that the totalitarians try to shove underneath the rug, and that is the chain of custody of each ballot. That is what tends, in addition to all the other issues you raise that need to be looked at in an audit, a forensic audit versus recounting the same old garbage. When you look at the chain of custody, that's what makes a ballot valid or invalid. And the deep state puppets have tried everything in their power to say, chain of custody doesn't matter. To say the chain of custody matters is wrong, is inappropriate. No, actually, Tom, and you can tell me if I'm reading this wrong, it's part of the voting laws, that chain of custody. This is why holding ballots for 22 months after an election is completed. It's so the chain of custody can be documented, because it takes time.
Precisely. And that's what every American should want, is not only chain of custody, but voter identification. Yeah. And all of a sudden now, the Democrats are saying that they are for voter identification, which was not done in the 2020 election. And so you put in chain of custody, and part of that chain of custody is the voter identification. And all these facts, which are part of each state, is the reason why the Democrats in the House and the Senate are trying to centralize the voting. The Constitution has that the voting is left to each one of the states. And each one of the states has different chain of custody requirements, different voter ID requirements, when you can vote, et cetera, et cetera. But what they want to do is use the process that was used in the 2020, in which they were so successful, which, by the way, do not even pass the sniff test. And what do I mean by that? Well, Trump won 18 of the 19 bellwether locations. President Trump won in 18 of those 19 cities. Well, that's unheard of. Yet he lost the overall election. You have in your state, in Michigan, at 0631 hours on the 4th of November, remember it was the 3rd on the voting day, 149,772 votes come in for Joe Biden at 0631 hours. That's very precise. And that 149,772 is precise. But those are cyber votes. And the way the hammer and scorecard works, it goes in and it, like your iPhone, how you get into communications. Scorecard is like one of the apps that you have, applications in your iPhone. And it goes in and it measures in the state the total number of votes that are in. And normally at that hour, 95, 96% are in. And then it changes them, it moves them. And in the case of Michigan, they needed 149,772 votes to catch up with Trump and to beat him by 2 to 3%. That's how those algorithms are designed in hammer and scorecard. So that's just the pure sniff test. That is just common sense. It's like the bellwether states, when the cities, 18 and 19. So that's it's not even passing those cursory views, as I call the sniff test, and yet the Democrats are trying to stop it. Your governor is what, trying to arrest anybody that is contesting the vote in Michigan?
Our attorney general mentioned that, to get the Michigan State Police involved. And you know, Tom, here's what I say, is that people can disagree, no problem. Everybody needs to put their evidence on the table. But and this has been drilled home to me by some people who actually initially felt that the election was clean. And they've come to me in the past couple weeks and said, you know, Dave, I think I've been wrong. Because if I look at how some of these people have behaved, like Whitmer, like Nessel, like Benson, and them trying to block transparency and now threatening to call the police on people that have raised questions, that's so unconstitutional. It's so illegal. It's so totalitarian. Here's what they told me. The people that are causing the most doubt in people's mind about the legitimacy of the election, what these people have told me is Whitmer and Nessel and Benson. They need to look in the mirror because they are the ones that are guilty of making people reconsider the legitimacy of the election. That's what I've been told by countless people.
Precisely. You would think that they would be proud of it because they won and they beat Trump and they would demand it. But they're doing the exact opposite, which tells you something, doesn't it?
Right. And what it tells me is the more they try to do this and push this stuff about arresting people and the state police, the more people are going to change and say, you know what? I think there were some problems here. Tom, I'd like to thank you for everything you have done, are doing, and will do. General Tom McInerney, an incredible patriot who joins us on a very regular basis in Operation Freedom, which you're listening to out of the People's Republic of Ann Arbor. We're here for you every Sunday from 2 to 5 Eastern.